District officials hope to have a new five-year bond package to the Tulsa Public Schools Board for review in November. A citizen committee is currently at work on it, and early indications are it will include four proposals, one for school buildings, one for student technology, one for teaching and learning materials, and one for transportation. TPS Senior Bond Project Manager Ellen Decker says that last proposal won't be just for buses. It will also include smaller vehicles that don't require a commercial driver's license.
We have a lot of career partner programs. We have a lot of groups like our fine arts people and our Indian Ed people who say we want to be able to take small groups of students and transport them too.
TPS officials are tentatively targeting March 2nd for a vote on the new bond package. Board member Jerry Griffin says he thinks the process is moving too quickly and there should be a new long-term plan for the district in place first.
And if we don't plan first before we try and ask for a bond passage, I would predict right now this bond will not pass. You've got to plan first. That's fundamental.
Superintendent Dr. Deborah Gist says the timeline is meant to give the board flexibility while helping the district avoid a gap in bond funding. Gist says that funding pays for critical things people may not think of, like district-wide software licenses.
Having a gap means essentially that a huge part of the work of the district would stop, and we would not be able to function, to be frank. These are dollars that we rely upon.
Bond amounts are not earmarked for specific purchases ahead of time. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.